And welcome in here to a special edition of our Saturday Morning Coaches Show here on KJN, as we're going to take a look back here at the boys' track season with head coach Alan Jenkins. First off, thanks for joining us.
Hey, I'm glad to be here, Chris. Anything to do to talk about our guys.
Well, obviously a very successful season. You had one heck of a weekend there in Des Moines. You made a run at the team title. You came up just a few points shy of that, but obviously nothing to hang your head about. You went out there and performed really well in just about every event you had an opportunity to.
Yeah, Chris, I think looking back on it, we would really be kicking ourselves if something didn't go well down there and we ended up a few points short. But I thought we executed about as well as a team could on that stage. We had to win events to put ourselves in position and to have five championships down there over the course of the 19 events is something that typically doesn't happen at the state track meet. We were trying to do it with a lot of power up front, some big heavy hitters, as you would say, and I thought we absolutely maximized what our capabilities were. And we said going down there, if that meant we were going to end up a few points short, then we were going to be a few points short. But I was just really proud of how hard our guys competed over the course of 3 days.
Yeah, you mentioned five state championships. You walk away with eight overall medals, and of course, just a lot of school records along the way as well. So that says something about the way that you're performing when you're not only winning, but you're also setting those top marks that have ever happened in the school.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's all about momentum when you get down there. You know, it's still a three-day meet. Which means you have to regroup Thursday night, you have to regroup Friday night, and you have to regroup at some point during the day Friday or on Saturday. So if something goes wrong, you got to be able to right that ship and get back in the right direction. We were fortunate that momentum just carried throughout all 3 days. Like you said, if you want to win state titles in relays or individual events, you're more than likely going to have to run a school record. That's just kind of how it works. We told our guys in late April that if they wanted to medal at the Drake Relays, they're probably going to have to run school records. And we were fortunate this year to have some really hardworking kids that were talented on top of it and that just completely bought into everything that we were going to do. We set school records in five relays this year. We set it in the sprint medley. We set it in the distance medley. We set it in the 4x2, the 4x4, and the 4x8. And then Chase Molnix runs individual records in the 400 and 800. So that's seven school records out of the 19 events. Grant Reed's number two all time in both his 110s and 400 low times. Coach Mullen has those, and that's times that will be tough for anybody to get to. So you basically look at half the meet or half the events in a track meet, and we were about as good as this school has ever seen.
Well, in three of those relays you mentioned, go on to win state championships. You started it off with the 4x8, the distance medley gets one as well, and then the 4x4 to wrap it up at the end of the meet. I guess talk about a little bit about those events and the guys that went into that.
Yeah, 4x8 started the whole thing off for us on Thursday. It's kind of neat that we won one relay each day, but the 4x8 was important. We put a baton in a freshman's hand on the leadoff leg, and I think a lot of people thought that was a risky play by us, but that just tells you how much confidence we had in Craig Allenbecker. He leads off in 158. Then Jackson Eden does what you want a senior to do on the big stage in their last track meet. He runs the best time he ever has, two flat. Zeke Whetstone makes a big move on the third leg to come in at 203. And then Chase Molnitz brings it home 158. That 801 is an impressive time. And then we just rolled that momentum into Friday, where our medley, who came in as the fastest time in 3A, so there's a lot of pressure on us in that situation. We switched up the order from what we ran at Drake. We decided to put Tyler Moen in the blocks to Dylan Sontag, and then put Zade Nicholson on the quarter. Zade Nicholson was an unsung hero of our weekend down there. He was tremendous. He runs a 49.2 on his leg of the 400, and then Chase brings it home. Chase is a great closer. When we can put a baton in his hand right in the lead or near the lead, we have all the confidence in the world we're going to win. And then the 4x4 was just kind of a cherry on the top at the end of it. The team race had slipped from us, not because of anything that we had done, simply because Marion was so dominant in the events that they had on Saturday. But to kind of have that it looks like we got second, and then Sergeant Bluff Luton gets disqualified. Just the range of motions that went into the last few events of the meet, and for us to finish it off in a school record, a Western Iowa all-time top 10 4x4. I believe it's the second fastest time ever run by a Hawkeye 10 school. I mean, we're going over a course of 100 years here. That's a record that could stand for a long time here in Atlantic. Anytime you run 320, that's what the big 4A's do. And for Atlantic to do it was an impressive mark. And when it's all said and done, we have 63 points on the scoreboard, which would have won the state track meet 10 of the last 12 years.
Yeah, very impressive. I guess to clarify for folks, that 4x4 with Sergeant Bluff, was that just an exchange zone issue, or what was that?
Yeah, it was actually their leadoff runner. When he got to about the 300 mark, he was running on the line. You're allowed two steps on the line. A third step, you're out. He, on tape, rewatching it. You can rewatch the videos on the Iowa High School Athletic Association website. It was probably more like 8 to 10 steps, either in our lane or on the line. I think Sergeant Bluff Luton, athletic director, sent a text message to one of our coaches saying, yeah, that was a really obvious call. So I don't think there was much dispute in it. Sergeant Bluff was incredibly talented, but you got to play within the rules. And we were on our guys all week about staying off that line, because at your local track meet, there's nobody watching the lines. You get down there, there's 50 people around the track, and they're monitoring it very closely.
Yeah, I guess in that regard, you know, it makes it a little bit more, mindful, a little more difficult perhaps. If you don't always, think that way and practice and prepare that way, then it could be something that could be an issue.
Yeah, absolutely. And we talked to our guys all year about it. And when we got down to state, we kept telling them, hey, teams are getting disqualified for this. So we have to practice those things. You have to draw a lot of things to their attention, because track is just one of those sports that's a little bit different, as far as you can get away with certain things all year long, but you can't get away with it when you get to the state meet. Just because for your local invitational, it's tough to get that many workers to run a meet down there. They got everybody. But the 4x4 and just the overall trophy presentation and being down there and hearing our name and getting the trophy and the banner and all that, and then the return home with the fire truck, and just seeing the community support. It was a special weekend for not only our track team, but our community school and the supporters we had.
Well, and I guess we'll talk a little individually as well. Grant Reed obviously has a great weekend, gets that 110 title that he's been looking for. He's placed there the last 2 years and gets on top of the podium this time around, and he was also close to winning that 400 race as well. So just a really good effort from him.
Yeah, his 110 time, I believe the announcer said, was the 17th fastest time run by an Iowa high school kid. That's really cool. I made a joke with Coach Mullen. I said, we should get bonus points for how much he blew the field away. Yeah. He completely dominated that race. You could just tell his determination the whole weekend down there. A state championship is special, but to be as dominant as he was in that race was fun to see. He was equally dominant in his 400 lows. I know he didn't win it, but he ran a second and a half faster than he had ever run before. To run 53.2. Oh, was he moving? He ran a great race. He was stout throughout. We were really proud of Grant. Iowa's getting a great kid in him, and for him to almost get two individual titles is a heck of an accomplishment.
Yeah, and he'll get to move on, as you mentioned, to try to do that then at Iowa. Now, Chase Molinex also with a great weekend. Of course, he was part of some of the relays as well, but then gets that 800 title, and he looked really good doing that as well.
Yeah, first 800 title for Atlantic since 1980. Chase broke the school record in doing so. It's kind of cool. Carl Gokin, who had that record, had been emailing me most of the weekend. He really wanted to see that record go down, and to see Chase do it for something that's lasted that long was pretty darn cool. There's no doubt about that. Almost 38 years is how long that thing stood. But Chase Molinex, you'd have to go back, Chris. I don't know. When the last Southwest Iowa boy athlete won 4 golds at the state track meet, it's a question that I want an answer to, because phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal what he did down there, and he's a high level runner. He works hard, and he knows what he's doing. He's a kid that I think you're going to see running in college.
Yeah, and obviously a little bit more special for him, I'm sure, with his dad being there, helping out with the squad, and of course what he was able to accomplish in his career as an athlete. They get to share that bond.
Oh, absolutely. I think anytime a father and son can share that as a coach-athlete situation, those last forever. You know, I got to see it firsthand a little bit with my dad coaching my sisters, and that's just a lifetime memory that those that Chase and his dad and my dad and my sisters get forever. But it's not easy to coach your own kid. I understand that as well. But you know, Coach Molinex brings a wealth of knowledge to our program. He was a big asset this year in the development of our quarter milers and our half milers. And I think that's something that they'll always remember, what was this track season and the bond that they continue to get to grow.
Well, and I would guess that on a personal level, it's got to feel good for you as well to experience that, having that kind of success. And, you know, now as you're going to be moving on to another school district, obviously Atlantic holds a special place in your heart. So I'm sure this is fun to go out and enjoy something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I grew up in Atlantic, watching Atlantic athletics as a little kid. Then I had a chance to participate in four sports for 4 years myself. You know, I had an opportunity to win a lot of big games, be a part of some special teams there, and then to be able to come back and coach and be able to do some of the things that we were able to do over the last 5 years. Hey, Atlantic's always home. Atlantic will always be number one in my heart. And to be able to go out this way, for me personally, is really cool. It's probably something I'll reflect on much later. But right now, it's just more all about the kids and the opportunities that they were able to get for themselves because of their work ethic. But yeah, even though I'm going to be a Southeast Polk, I'll be following Atlantic and pulling for Atlantic as much as anybody.
Well, Coach, congratulations again here on a very successful track season. We appreciate you taking the time, and good luck to you here as you move on down the road.
Thanks a bunch, Chris.
All right, that's Atlantic head boys track coach Alan Jenkins, and that'll be it for our coaches show this morning here on KJN.